USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Despite the fact that President Vladimir Putin of Russia has raised his nuclear readiness, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the United States is not following suit.
We are assessing President Putin's directive, and at this time we see no reason to change our own alert levels. But it's also important to remember that even over the course of the last several months and years, when we have had significant disagreements with Russia over a range of issues, Russia and the United States have long agreed that nuclear use would have devastating consequences and have stated many times, including earlier this year, that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
AAA reported today that national gas prices on average have gone up higher than the percentage of inflation. Today's AAA national average for a gallon of regular gas is $3.61 a gallon. The highest throughout the country is California at $5.36 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Even though he didn't get his first choice for a new justice for the Supreme Court, House Majority Whip Democrat James Clyburn told Face the Nation that he wants to see a large bipartisan vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
This is about the country, our pursuit of a more perfect union, and this is demonstrative of another step in that pursuit. And I would hope that all of my Republican friends will look upon it that way. Let's have a debate. Let's talk to her about her rulings and about her philosophy. Let's have a strong bipartisan support.
Clyburn initially pressed for South Carolina native Judge Michelle Childs to be the nominee because she went to a state school rather than an elite institution, as Brown Jackson did as she attended Harvard. And the Environmental Protection Agency faces a Supreme Court case today that could challenge the federal government's ability to fight the climate crisis. Republicans argue that the authority to regulate emissions should only come from Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
A number of bars and liquor stores are beginning to pull Russian vodka from the shelves. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board is directing its stores, called Fine Wine and Good Spirits, to stop buying and selling Russian-sourced products. It's in protest of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. PA Governor Tom Wolf called it a show of solidarity and support for the people of Ukraine and, quote, an expression of our collective revulsion with the unprovoked actions of the Russian state. Wolf joins his counterparts in New Hampshire, Ohio, and Utah in ordering Russian products off the shelves of state-controlled liquor stores. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Major League Baseball negotiations to end their lockout are extending to the limit. Management says a deal must be reached by the end of the day today to salvage a March 31st start to the regular season and a full 162-game schedule. The sides started their meeting this morning at 10 a.m., 3 hours earlier than usual. This will be the eighth straight day of talks at Roger Dean Stadium, the spring training home of the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals. The lockout is in its 89th day. MLB has not fixed an exact time to the deadline, which leads to the possibility of bargaining sessions stretching into the wee hours of the night if both sides see a deal within reach. With pressure increasing, both sides are very far apart, as the players would lose $20.5 million in salary for each day the season is canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.